Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Friday afternoon, 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025 with the phone numbers. Anytime you want to be part of the show, top 10 coming up 135.
How about this for a headline?
Yeah.
And kudos to her name is Asia Grace from the New York Post. I almost died during orgasm when sex position popped my aorta.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that one?
Popped your aorta is...
The patient was having sexual intercourse with her husband, and during her orgasm, she felt a pop in her chest with radiation to her back. Research recently published in the American Journal Case Report explained she stated that her legs were pressed against her chest during the orgasm. She's a 45-year-old woman from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, which I believe is where Brett Favre is from. She was rushed to the emergency room with stabbing chest pains, 10 out of 10 pain levels. She was having trouble breathing and then all of a sudden nausea. She actually blew a hole in her aorta. It's the biggest, not vein, what's the word I'm looking for?
Artery?
Artery, you know, that is in charge of pumping the blood in and out of the heart.
Yep.
She blew a hole in it. Her blood pressure...
What if it sounded like that?
Blood pressure for a woman in her 40s is usually around 120 over 80.
Mm.
She was 220 over 140 when she went to the hospital.
Wow.
They went in and, you know, she had a past of hypertension. She was a smoker. And she finished so hard, she blew a hole in her aorta.
Damn, yo!
Now, the question you got to know is, like, once she's fine and everything is okay...
Yeah.
When her husband's sitting down with his buddies watching football, be like, yeah, bro, I banged her so good, I punched a hole in her aorta, you know? And then, you know, they're high-fiving each other.
That is so messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, is that something you high-five about? Is that a proud moment?
It's not a proud moment, you know?
Well, he's after she's
like,
okay.
I did that? Is that what he's thinking? Is that me?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I gave it to her so good, I put a hole in her aorta.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I can't even, like, you'd think the aorta, anything with the aorta, you think it's got to be death, but it must be just a minute hole. But still, it's going to give her all the pain, like you said, all the way through a scale of 1 to 10, it's going to be a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an emergency situation. She has to, I don't know if you're bleeding or it's just like a rupture that doesn't bleed, anything with the aorta.
The truth of the matter
crap.
Is anything you
what did
like
do?
Sexual is usually like a win for the woman, right? Because we're easy. So anytime a dude can like make the woman's body do something during sex, you know, maybe
this. Is that what you're thinking?
It's a win for the man?
Listen, she
popped an aorta,
If you
bro.
Can make a positive out of this story, which is what I do, Monica, I always look for the positive.
Yeah, that's cool.
If you can make a positive out of it, it's like she had great sex. And he was like, so good, he blew a hole in her aorta.
But what about her part out? Like, she was there too.
Yeah, she was there, but he made her orgasm, right?
I guess.
Monica, to put it in guy speak, he did it to her.
Right.
Okay.
Why can't you just give...
She didn't do anything.
Why can't you just give a guy a win one time?
Because there's two people involved with sex. There's
right,
two.
Right, but it was him. He made her.
She was on the receiving end.
Oh, yeah.
girls, you said guys are easy. Ain't easy. So there's a lot of stuff we do also that helps ourselves get to where we need to be.
Doesn't mention anything about rubbing her man in the canoe. Doesn't mention anything about that.
I'm not saying
all
that.
All it says is
that's all they do.
There she was with her knees pulled up against her chest.
Right.
And he blew a hole in her aorta.
Maybe that was her idea. Maybe she's like, I know this is how I like it. He didn't know. And so we're going to do it this
way. It's our husband.
Oh.
So what percentage?
Well, yeah, that's new.
What percentage credit you want to give her for popping 50. Her own aorta?
No way.
50's too much.
Her tab B is what her his.
No, you mean tab A, tab B.
Slot B.
Slot B. Her slot B is what happened, is what allowed tab A. Like, he's not slot B in without her.
Listen, give the guy the W. When it comes to sex, we very rarely get the W.
Okay,
not everybody is jackhammer.
And I guess maybe that's a different angle. But let me ask you this. Would you rather have the W knowing full well it's very condescending and pat on the head and not sincere at all?
Take it.
Okay, then fine.
Take it.
There's your win.
I'll take it.
Good for him. He did it.
And in the eyes of his friends, he's like a superhero.
What is wrong with you guys? Honestly, what is
We're broken. I'll be the first to admit it.
It is messed up to think about it, but you're like, wow, that's pretty good.
There was an article. I don't have it in front of me, but there was an article. It was a guy and a woman that he works with. They were both single, but not interested in each other. But they both joined a dating app together. Like, she did hers, he did his. She had 39 people she was talking to. He had zero.
Oh.
You know?
Of course.
I mean, that's how it is. It's like, I remember 20-some-odd years ago, me and five other friends went to hedonism. We had heard all the stories. It was like crazy swinger stuff, everybody running around naked, like just this big crazy party. We were young, in our early 20s, maybe mid-20s, and we decided to go there. When we got there, it was like a giant sausage fest. There were hardly any women there at all. Especially
so
single women. Like, that just was not there. The night before we were leaving, or two nights before we were leaving, two single girls showed up. Two. They went in the pool, and it was like a feeding frenzy. It was a swarm. And my buddy Joe ended up marrying one.
Oh, shut
one
up.
One of the two.
Out of all the people he busted through.
Then they got married. We haven't seen him since. No one sees him. Nobody hears from him.
Oh, he's the guy who disappeared?
He's in disappeared. Love.
Didn't. I don't know if it's that.
Was he like the ace guy?
Well, I'm sure.
At hedonism? Or
was he
the first guy in there?
Well, it was him and my buddy Chuck. They were both talking to her, and Chuck was making headway. And then he got up and left, and then Joe went right in there for it. It was weird for a little while, I can tell you that.
And he married her, though.
He ended up marrying her, but she just wasn't cool.
She wasn't cool.
I think the reason nobody's heard from him. I saw his parents. You know my buddy Doug, the photographer, the former cop that's a photographer?
Oh, yeah, the one in Tampa.
Okay.
There?
Of course.
I was at his, not graduation party, his retirement party from the police department. And my buddy Joey's parents were there. And I'm like, they apologized to me for his behavior, disappearing. They're like, we don't know what the hell's happened to him. We don't get, you know, he doesn't talk to anybody. I don't know if he's unhappy or if he's not allowed to be unhappy. I have no idea what the rules are.
Yeah.
But when your parents are apologizing to you, to your friends for disappearing, something, right?
Yeah. It's like he's being held prisoner.
Yeah.
That is weird. Hey, Zach is on line two. Hey, Zach, Roger, JP, what's going on?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Hey.
So I got a question back about the girl with the hole in her aorta.
Okay.
If you're folding her legs over like that and she dies, how do you explain that to the cops? Are you getting murder charge? Are you getting
during sex. They're a married couple, you know.
Okay.
She had a cardiac, you know, episode and she died. Unlucky.
Okay. And then,
you know?
And then you can go and tell your friends the same thing. I murdered that. Yeah.
I killed that pee.
Oh, Zach.
Killed it.
But Zach, you make a good point. What about after this story? Like, before, okay, but now that you know that that could happen, what if it happens, your scenario happens now to that same lady he knew, and, you know, it's a few years later, she's more comfortable with it, maybe they agree to try it again, he said,
once,
and then she does pass
away. First off, if that was something that happened to me, it would take me a while to ease back into sex.
You'd be afraid of it? Would you be absolutely afraid to, like, give it to your wife?
I would be afraid to give it that of effort for a while.
Too scared.
You know? Yeah, it might be.
Don't put your legs against your chest.
But I'll tell you this.
What if she's not?
Once she goes into the hospital, when she comes out okay, I'm up in the life insurance.
What if she...
100%.
Why do you...
You're a million bucks now, bitch.
Always.
What if she wants to? Like, I know you said you'd be tentative about it, but, like, what if she's like, you know what? Don't be afraid. I'm down. I'm not scared and it happened to me.
If she... No, I'm talking about if it happened to me. If it happened to her and she's down, yeah, whatever you want.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I'd get that on tape.
Especially if I had the... especially if I upped the insurance. Let's go.
See, if it happens a second time and she survives a second time and then she... is in the hospital. She goes, I told him not to do it. He tried to kill me. Ah. That's attempted murder.
He knew it happened once? Yeah.
Right. It happened once. Now it happened a second time, and I told him
and
not to do it.
He got a life insurance policy on me, which,
and
by the way,
he took out life insurance.
How are you going to spend that aorta money? You're going to feel guilty about it. There's no way you just, like,
doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I mean, I'm sure that's a possibility.
Mm.
I'll get over it at some point. Time heals whole wounds.
Yeah.
Except the busted aorta.
I guess so. Wow, that's quite a story.
Thank you.
You guys now have goals for the weekend, I guess.
Right.
I know.
You busted aorta this weekend? Nope.
I can see Monica going to visit Jackhammer. I have a challenge for you.
Yeah. Don't kill me. Just bust my aorta wide open. Let's do this.
All right, we're Roger JP. It's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. 135 will do the top 10 list.
If that happens... Literally group texting y'all in our chat and just writing aorta, and that's it. And
that's all you got
to
put.
Aorta.
What's the emoji with the little water droplets?
Yeah. Yep.
Aorta.
And I'll say this. If you died from it, Gareth would be head first into Brennan's office. So.
Well done.
That's really sad, but now what?
You wouldn't even have been laid out at the funeral home yet.
That ain't right.
And that's the truth, and you know it.
Here it is.
Top 10 list 135. We'll tell you the topic, and then you guys guess what's on the top 10. Try to.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.